Hello and welcome back to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Elder. As ever, I'm joined by my fellow gamers and friends, Son and Perks. How are you doing, guys?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
You're not chipper?
Not chipper today. Not quite chipper.
Thank God that was a 1 week thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, it might come back.
You might.
Not this week.
Mod Mark, he's chipper.
I know, he is.
He backed you up last week.
Turns out there were two people on the planet who were chipper last week.
Yeah,
he knows that. Not just me.
I think you gave that term to the world.
Yeah. There you go. So.
Yeah, you good? And you're doing well?
Yeah, pretty good.
Usually pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just before we started, we got a few wins on Apex, so...
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Feeling good for a change.
Oh God, you're even happier than
three wins, was it, today?
Yeah. Three wins this morning, yeah.
Jesus, busy guy.
The ratio's going up.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, actually, we do start with, what we've been playing the past week, so before we do go into how much will the PS5 cost, we're going to talk a little bit what we played, and Pokes mentioned already... We have been playing Apex.
Yeah, a lot of Apex. A lot of Apex.
Yeah. I got my first win with you guys last night.
You did?
Happy days, because I've come second at least 10 times, it feels.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had so many seconds.
Oh, we have, yeah.
Doesn't even...
I was saying off air to Perks, I think there was 2 days in a row where we got like 10 second places or something. Maybe
it was
more.
Awful. It was absolutely dreadful.
We just kept bottling it at the end, but...
That's not your first ever win, though, is it? You won a few when the game first came out.
Wait, when the game first came out, me and Sud
won. Yeah, we won after the fifth or sixth game.
Yeah.
It's great.
But no, that was my first game since coming back.
Yeah,
it's playing.
It's my third win since coming back. It's been fun though, hasn't it? I've enjoyed it. I'm into it now. I mean, I've always liked the game anyway. I liked it when it first came out, but
you were the one actually.
Yeah, I think
who
I was
always
the most
did like it.
Sort of upon it at the time. But I think at the time as well, the reason why we didn't sort of appreciate it more was because we were burnt out, weren't we? So I think we said this a bit last week. We were burnt out with the battle royales. This had just come along. Yeah, it was fun. I'm like, oh, I'm just a bit bored now, battle royale.
Yeah.
Because we've had a good break.
Yeah,
and we're not playing any of the battle royales. I mean, we played a bit of PUBG.
I feel like this last week, since we said last time, like, oh, we've come back, like now we're back into it. We're not just like back in the game.
No, we played quite a lot.
We really feel like we've got hard on Apex again.
You know, we might come across you guys.
Yeah.
You'll have to let us know when Perky kills you all.
Yeah, more likely that it's an easy squad wipe and we're out and we're loading again. But
yeah, I just want to quickly mention that I have been playing Division 2.
What?
Yeah, you went back.
Went back to Division 2. I know if you remember a couple of months ago, I was like, oh, I might try it again at some point.
No, I don't remember, but you've gone back.
Went back to it.
How was it?
It's fun. I like it. It's fun. There's new content coming out in March as well. I don't know if you've seen anything about it.
Oh, what's it called? Is it the Kings of
New York? Kings of New York or something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
I'm not saying I'm going to... It depends. I might get it if I'm still into the game by then. I'm enjoying it. I think the story's actually... It's all right, isn't it, on that game? It's pretty decent, the story, actually. It's a little bit throwaway,
but okay.
It's fun. It's serviceable. The gameplay's really good. The abilities and stuff are fun to use. Not as many people playing it now, but that might be because I'm still sort of doing the story. I think a lot of people are doing...
You probably got back into it, though, at a decent time. Like, if you are going to pick up the DLC, like, refresh yourself prior to it coming out, then the player base should spike a bit come the launch of the new content.
I think I don't know if this is going to happen. There was rumours it might even come to Game Pass, which would annoy me a little bit.
Didn't the first one come to Game Pass?
Yeah, and apparently there's rumours that the second one might come in March or end of this month, so that's good for people if they want to play it. It would make sense for new content coming out to do that. So, but I'm enjoying it, and I'll probably have more to say about it maybe next week or...
Yeah, sounds good.
Played it more,
so. Look forward to hearing some more about that then.
Yeah.
So we'll go into our first topic of the day, and that is PlayStation 5 manufacturing costs reportedly at around $450 per unit. The biggest problem appears to be a reliable supply of DRAM and NAND flash memory. As reported by Bloomberg, these high costs have caused Sony to take a wait-and-see approach with PS5's price. And just for a little bit of comparison, the PlayStation 4 retailed for $399 and was estimated by IHS Market to cost around $381 to manufacture. So, big news, I guess, because now people can start to speculate off these numbers how much the PS5 will cost.
Well, it's looking like $500.
Yeah.
We'll say dollars because obviously it'd probably be a little bit lower for us, probably $450 maybe, I assume. Not much lower. I don't think it'll be much lower. The conversion rates these days, even weaker probably than when the PS4 came out. So
it never works out like pound for dollar though with the conversion. Like we always seem to pay a little bit more than we should.
I've got to be honest though. I mean, if it was 450, even 500. That's kind of what the price I expect. I don't know about you two. I didn't expect it to be much lower than that.
No, with the new technology and everything just ramping up, it just seemed like it was going to, the costs were just going to keep going up and up and up. It's probably falling around the price mark, I expect.
You look at, I know it's not a complete great comparison, but you look at the price of the new iPhones, ridiculous, aren't they? To buy outright. Are they a grand nearly?
Over a grand.
Yeah, over a grand.
Like, absolutely, it's ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Starting with the 10, isn't it? And that was the first one they put up. So over a grand.
I know, obviously, and the difference is obviously most people probably don't buy them outright. I know that, but you know, most people do buy consoles, obviously, outright. So, it's going to be interesting. I think 500 is the point that is the point I kind of expected. Be interesting. I think the main thing is to see what the Xbox price is going to be. And they say, and they're waiting.
Well, they're going to wait and see if the Xbox Series X or Xbox X. I prefer just calling the Xbox X.
I know. Series X.
Which, to be honest, is a sensible position to take, isn't it? Wait and see approach. Why would you announce your price now for Xbox to be in meetings going, oh, wait, well, let's undercut them and all
this? You don't want to do that. They don't need to announce it now.
No, they've got time. No.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have to jump first.
Though. That is
who's going to go first? Yeah. You'd imagine maybe Xbox now with them saying
sounds like
see.
It's going to be Microsoft first, isn't it?
Yeah. See, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, when they... And we, there was rumours they were going to do a PlayStation 5 event this month, but that doesn't look likely now. Maybe in March, April time.
There's leaks.
Yeah.
They didn't come good, or they haven't. As
Which is unfortunate for our channel. Would have been good info for us, but...
Yeah.
Hey, we got two
weeks
on it.
There's 2 weeks left.
There is 2 weeks.
Yeah, I just think it's looking more like maybe March, April now. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think they'll say the price for the console. I think they'll show everything, show a few games off, show the control. I don't think they'll say the price now. Especially if Xbox hasn't said
Like Xbox did.
Yeah.
When they revealed it.
Because why would you say the price? You don't need to say the price, do you?
Like you said, though, they are literally just all sat there like...
Yeah,
they're all You go first.
You go first.
500. $490.
Yeah.
$499.
Yeah. I mean, what do we think the Xbox is going to... I mean, this is the thing that, you know...
I don't know if we have manufacturing costs, though, like, reported yet for Xbox.
No, we don't, but...
So it's harder
We know
tell.
It's probably going to be... From all the rumours, we think it's going to be the more powerful machine.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make me think even more expensive. Because I can't envisage how it would be cheaper.
Yeah. Well, we ballparked about a month ago, one of the episodes.
Did we say
around 500, a month ago?
We said 550?
No, we said 455 in between those figures.
Maybe a bit more now.
Well, these figures are leading me to think more.
I'm thinking more 550 range, even 6 possibly. Although $600 has obviously the connotation of the PlayStation 3, $599, so I don't know if they would go that much.
I don't think either of them can release above 500. 500 is like the absolute
ceiling. It
seems
like such
for me.
A lot of money as well.
But we have to remember Xbox is trump card if this Lockhart, Xbox Lockhart.
Oh, the cheaper option.
Hmm.
If they can release that at, say, a 350, 400 price point, they might justify it by saying, well, our high end one's 550, 600.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure that's a strategy that will necessarily work, but it's a strategy they could employ. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that goes down well. I know it appeals to both, like, the entry level going in at 350 or 400 with the cheaper version, and also the ultimate hardcore willing to pay like 556, but that is just too much.
Well, what I don't quite understand about that strategy anyway is they've pretty much got that anyway with the X. I mean, that can be that. That's going to be able to run.
Low end,
yeah,
we know games for at least 2 or 3 years, probably.
Well,
at least one.
Maybe two.
Probably two. I mean, we know that's going to be able to... You know, Xbox One X isn't... It's a powerful machine. It's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be able to run these games. So why don't they just reduce the cost of that and try and sell that pretty cheaply at launch?
That's what I said, wasn't it?
That would have been
my play. Like, it saves them having to make another increment in the middle. And it's... Like, I don't think it's confusing, and I don't think we do. But for someone who's, like, coming in at the very beginning now, who doesn't have a current PlayStation or a current Xbox, you've got, like, the original Xbox One. Mm. You've got the S. You've got the X. You're going to have Lockhart. You're going to have the Series X. It's like, what the hell? Like, how many bloody consoles have we got? So they could have skipped that one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some people might say, well, that's a bit of a silly strategy because it's taking attention away from the Series X. But Microsoft I don't think they care that much about how many units these things sell. Well, they do. Obviously, everyone cares, but they care more about subscriptions. They care more about people getting into the Xbox. If Series X sold half of what they predicted to, but the Xbox One X sold double, what it, because of the, yeah. they probably accept that. Because it'd be like, there's more people in the ecosystem.
It's funny, mm-hmm. isn't it? Because Phil Spencer said in the past, like, he doesn't really care if people don't buy the new console. Yeah. He just wants them to buy an Xbox console.
But that's what makes me think they could take a risky strategy and put it high. High 600 maybe, so 550.
For me, like, 500 is already...
It's a lot of money.
High ticket, like 600. Like, I'll be honest, like, I'm down for the new Xbox, even though I know what I'm getting, and it's not going to be that much in terms of outside of hardware. Like, the software's not going to be great for at least probably 2 years. But if it comes in at 600, like, that's a no from me. That's a hard.
Do you think
pass.
You would just stick with the X at that point?
Yeah, there would be no maneuvering for me.
Would you not
that
be
one.
Tempted by like a lockout?
No, because I don't like the idea of it. Mm-hmm. I don't really see the point. Like,
it's a half step.
If I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to upgrade. I don't want to spend.
Well, apparently, it's not going to be that much more powerful than the X.
Well, the lock-on.
No. Yeah, apparently, it's going to be. Maybe it will be a little bit more powerful, but not a significant amount. That's why I don't understand that strategy. Why not just stick with the X and just put all your efforts into the Series X?
God, do you know what? Weirdly, I seen a clip the other day of South Park with Cartman going in and wanting an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
And this just reminded me of that. And his mum's like, oh, wow, it's $999. Can't afford that. Here, go get it. It's a Shiba one that does everything. And he just kicks off. And he's like, he starts saying she's trying to fuck him and all that stuff. But it just makes me like kids are going to be like that. Mate. Not to the extent of Cartman. No. But kids are going to be like, I want this. And parents are going to look at the price of like $600 if like, it is $600.
You don't need
like,
that one. Get this one.
Get the Lockhart version.
Well, that's probably, maybe that is their thinking then. Maybe they're thinking... You know, the hardcore are obviously going to buy the X because it's the hardcore fans. Mm. But then the common sort of, you know, kid that comes in with his mum, that maybe they'll, X was thinking, well, all right, they might have, but then it's like,
I feel
this
sorry.
Other option.
They've I feel sorry for some parents with 400 who are going to have some bratty kids.
Oh, it's going to be horrendous.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be so bad.
But what I don't understand is, well, okay, that strategy is fine, do that, but why not just have it as the X though? Just have it as one X and just reduce the price even more.
Yeah, that would be my point. I said that like a month ago, like I mentioned, that is the seemingly obvious play here. Mm. And then they can come in with the big slash to the price and make it look really attractive and fancy. I don't think that they'd be losing on doing that.
No,
I think that would be a strong play.
I mean, they could probably put the Xbox One X at maybe $250 if they wanted to be really aggressive.
Yeah. They could run with something like that.
And then I think that would get people to buy it.
I'd buy it.
$250.
Yeah. Especially if you know
console. For like 18 months, 2 years, the
that's
games
what I mean.
Will play on it.
That's why I'd, okay, I'd not, buy a PS5.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. But okay, obviously they're not going to run as well as on the Series X. But if you don't care about that sort of thing, you just care about playing the game, then why wouldn't you use that option?
Yeah,
that's what I'd do.
Makes perfect sense.
PS5, Sony, they don't have any plans, do they, for anything like this?
No, I mean, they've got their PS4 Pro, haven't they? But it's not, they're not using that in the same way that Microsoft
is. Yeah, they're not going to have a PS4.5, are they? Like, no. People will say that's the Pro, but I mean, in terms of like the actual.
They're putting all their eggs
gen,
in the PS5. Mm-hmm. Which is why people are saying it's probably going to be a bit less powerful than the Series X, because Microsoft have really targeted high-end machines. So they can be like, we've got the most powerful, but we've said it before, and it kind of worked a little bit for PS4, saying they're a little bit more powerful. I just don't think it's going to work for Microsoft. I don't think the same thing is going to work for Microsoft. Mm. Sony have got too much brand recognition now. Too much mind share.
They've got the market.
Yeah, some of the hardcore, there might be like 1%, 2% that might think, oh, I'll get a Series X instead. Mm. But the vast majority of players are just going to go, oh, new PlayStation, I'll buy it.
Yeah, there's always
they're not going to
gonna
care.
There will
like
always
little...
be a minority of people who say, I want the best, regardless
of
what the upgrade is or how much it costs. They have to have that. So I get that, but... Coming back to the price, like I genuinely think we're looking at between about like $430 to $500 for them both, like
pounds.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think at absolute minimum, like I was going to say four, but I can't
think
see
so.
It.
I
the manufacturing costs are too high. I think.
Yeah, if this is around $450,
so
it's
I think in pounds, $430 is the absolute minimum. For either the Xbox Series X or
pounds,
the PS5.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, because the article's in dollars.
Which, ironically...
So I'm going pounds.
Which, just to interrupt you for a minute, though, ironically, it's the same price the Xbox One was.
Yeah.
We paid $430 for it, so it'd be the same price.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that would be the lowest, based on the hardware that we're actually getting fresh out of the box with it. Five, for me, is like the absolute ceiling. I don't see what either of them could say to go above five. Like, we have the ballpark manufacturing cost that you read out before that we're working with at the minute. if we're talking like around $450 to around $500, if it comes in at like £550,
no way.
There's no like, what's the point? Like, if the PlayStation, and again, this is just like pie in the sky, but if the PS5 comes in at like £450, and then the Xbox Series X is like £550, like what? Like, no, that doesn't make sense. Like, you've got £450, £550. The little bit of power difference is not worth £100.
I think
it has to be closer than that.
Well, the article does mention as well that the actual biggest problems of this are the RAM and the NAND.
Yeah. So both of those parts are in high demand for smartphone makers at the minute as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like supply and demand, isn't it? The costs are being driven up as a result of everyone kind of using the same technology, even if it's not console related. One's obviously for the mobile market, but I mean,
it's driving the price up, apparently.
Yeah,
two of the main reasons.
It makes sense though, because like whoever's producing those technologies is just like, hey, look, everyone wants to use what we're making, so price just drives up accordingly. It's hard to keep something like that down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's not much they can do either.
No, they have to. If they're going to use that technology, it's like, this is the price. You can't negotiate on that.
Yeah, they also say in there that obviously most of the PS5 components have been locked down, so most of them are set now, including the cooling system, which they say is unusually expensive as a few dollars per unit, because usually apparently the cooling systems are less than $1
it's
a
like
unit.
Like a quid, yeah.
Like but they're going to be like more $3, $4, $5 here, which makes me think that both consoles are going to, they're probably both going to do this because they know that without it they'd struggle with overheating.
Oh, 100%.
Obviously, 360.
But it's
horrible
not worth the risk, is it? Like, PlayStation do not want a red ring of death. No, a red light of death.
I think both of them will probably use expensive cooling sets.
Well, you heard my Xbox One last night. I reloaded
it.
Your Xbox One is like life support.
OG lab.
But it's like with, well,
it's
you haven't
been
got it down here
the world as well.
You haven't got it down here anymore. You got it upstairs on your PS4 Pro.
I actually moved it.
You moved it. But that thing is loud, isn't it? I don't know if yours is like, you might have got one of the newer ones. The first PS4 Pros were really loud, like when they play certain games.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, I've been playing Death Stranding on it. I haven't picked up on the noise, so I'd assume it's not that loud.
No.
But I'm going to listen out now.
I remember when I played The Last of Us on the PlayStation that I bought back in the day, the PS3, and it was like, how it didn't explode, I don't know. It was bad.
But I know a lot of people do moan about the PS4, well, the PS4 normal, I know, gets loud, and the PS4 Pro sometimes sounds like a jet engine, apparently. Yeah. So they'll probably want to avoid that, try and make it super, super quiet, things like that, which I appreciate because I hate consoles that are dead loud. It annoys me. That's why I like the X so much, because it's just silent. Pretty much, 99%
of the
time. 1% is sometimes you hear a little whirring, but you never hear it spinning up, really.
I mean,
yeah, you don't get that ramp up. It's a...
Well, I was just going to say...
It doesn't even get hot, really, either, does it?
Not really.
You feel the console.
I'll nick your word as well. They've ramped up the hardware, so they are going to have to ramp up the fan system,
system,
because it has to be up to scratch. Otherwise, like you said, they're going to have overheating
they
issues.
They can't risk it.
It's not worth the risk. You might as well pay the extra dollar. Was it extra dollar?
Like, well, maybe an extra $3 or $4, which is actually quite a lot.
It is a lot
per unit. That's a lot of expense. People think, that's not much, but it is over if you're making what, 5-6 million consoles at launch.
Yeah, but it's so worth it.
Of course, I think it will.
It's not worth the reward.
That's another reason why they're saying the price will probably be a bit more than.
Yeah.
And probably, to be honest, a lot of them have probably learned from Xbox 360's failures.
Yeah, of course they have.
And thought, we can't skimp out as much as maybe we used to.
And even the early PS3s, it wasn't as highlighted because at the time everyone was focused on 360. But even some of them, the failure rate was about 5-6%, which is high.
Was it the yellow light of death?
Yeah, you got like a lot of overheating.
The PlayStation version.
Before the Slim version came out. I mean, Xbox's failure rate was like 50-odd%.
It was high. Yeah, it was literally.
We all
like
had
half.
A ring of death, didn't we?
I mean, I had about
did
7.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
Eventually.
You used to come around
the towel tree.
The towel tree. Yeah. Towel over the...
Wrap it up.
Yeah. And then I remember because like the footy lads used to come around and we played games, didn't we? And it always used to be, leave it on. Don't turn it on.
You're ready to have a sleepover, play some like co-op games, and then you turn on the console. Night ruined.
I must have gone ages with that though. Because obviously, you know, turn around to my mum when I'm a teenager and be like, oh, I need a new Xbox. It's like, you have to wait.
Okay.
So like that towel trick, it did do the job for a few months. It prolonged it. Kept me going.
I used to try and like exploit the hell out of that. There's a shop that's no longer in business, so that I was probably a part of the reason why. But I would try and get mine to a state in which it didn't do the red light, the red ring of death.
You could trade it in.
Yeah, I could trade it in and then go back like a day later or something and like buy another one.
Worked, didn't it?
It worked. It worked like three or four times.
I bet they were well pissed off when they turned it on the next day. And they're like, oh, scammers. Well,
yeah, but they probably wouldn't even realise until someone else bought it, took it home. Yeah, the very first time they turned it on, it got red rings. I'm not even sorry.
Mate, who even...
Like, it's just...
Who told us about the towel trick?
It was just a thing that was everywhere, wasn't it? I mean, I remember it being online.
Back then when we were younger... We didn't have as many people online.
No.
We must have found out somehow.
Well, obviously, because, mate, I had that towel on my Xbox thing every fucking night.
I remember watching some real OG YouTube videos of people wrapping it in a towel and me thinking, like, come on, that's just going to blow up. Like, you're going to set your house on fire. And it actually works. So.
I don't even know. How did it work?
Wow.
Just going back on topic a little bit. They've also said, Sony, that the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has had no impact on PS5 production, which is a little bit surprising because I think everyone thought, oh, there's been rumours, aren't there, about maybe the consoles are going to be delayed a few months.
They just haven't been allowed to leave the factory.
No,
they don't want to risk that. No.
I mean, in all seriousness, no, you know, it's obviously, I am a little bit surprised because I assumed that they are all made in China, which I think they still are, unless they're moving production somewhere else.
I'd be guessing.
And if this virus outbreak gets any worse, less people working these functions and stuff.
Can you imagine the next gen gets cancelled?
Well, depends where they're based though.
It might not be in Wuhan. Yeah, but it says unlike the Animal Crossing Nintendo Switch, which has massive shortages apparently.
Really?
Especially in Japan.
Yeah.
And New York, Europe as well. For Switch, that's a shame because the Animal Crossing Switch is. Mad pre-orders apparently. So
there's going to be such a backlog now.
Yeah. So.
But let's face it, priorities like consoles don't come close. No, they really to the don't. Solving no, of like let's epidemics try and keep and people pandemics. Alive. And like,
yeah. They don't, but they don't. I agree with you.
But
they don't. But you better make my next gen console
get to work.
not from a personal point of view. From these companies' point of view, it's very important to get them out because that could massive.
Mate, let's be honest.
Hit.
You know. Companies do not give a shit about workers.
No.
They care about the bottom.
No, they care about the profits. Yeah. But whether you're Microsoft or Sony, you miss that deadline, Christmas deadline, where everyone buys consoles and games, and you're releasing
that's,
in March 2021.
That's the end of the generation. Like, if, massive. In a real hypothetical scenario here, if Sony release and Microsoft don't, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Well, like, I'm not even just talking from that point. I mean, both of them. If they both missed, people might think, oh, it's not that bad. But. People have to remember that for retailers, that'd be awful.
Well, yeah, because awful, like either way, people would spend loads of money over Christmas and going into the new year, and then it's like, hey, new console, £500, and people are like, nah, hard pass, I'll wait.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So it is actually, I know we joke about it, saying like, oh, but it is actually important for them to get out.
Oh, no, of course it is.
The only way that they're not releasing that is if they're under pressure PR-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to release it, because all they care about... People can say what they like, but all companies care about is money. So they'll be thinking, we'll get this done. They won't care. Thousands of people could drop dead from it. I mean, I think it's in the thousands, but...
In thousands already,
that could go sky high, but they'd be like, well... They would be like asking the people, well, we're still getting it done, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they won't really
ethical
care.
Concerns seem to go way out of the window with stuff like this.
Loads of companies around the world. Questionable ethics.
Like, we're all big football fans. We're not going off on this tangent, but look how many deaths have happened in relation to the upcoming World Cup in Qatar. And it's like, figures are rumoured to be like low, like 1, 2, 3s, and 4s, and then also like thousands. So God knows
trying to keep it low.
Yeah.
Sony also do say in here that they believe the transition is going to be a more gradual one this time. So they're expecting lower sales than the PlayStation 4, and I assume Microsoft probably expecting slightly lower sales for their console as well. They say it's due to the fact that many PlayStation 5 games are available on PlayStation 4, but, I mean, a lot of PS3 games were available on PlayStation 4 in the first couple of years, weren't they?
Yeah.
Not exclusive-wise, I'm talking multi-platform. They're talking multi-platform here. They're talking, you know, all these Ubisoft games that are apparently going to come out around launch and, you know, they're going to be on PS4 and Xbox One.
They'll be on
both,
yeah.
I think what will differentiate, though, is obviously they'll be banking on their first big exclusive. Yeah. That's what will get people to buy it. Which is one thing Microsoft won't have.
That is the PlayStation trump card, isn't it, when it comes to if you're going to upgrade, PlayStation are going to have exclusives.
Yes. I was
going to
say, it's their power play. they like you said, I mean, you said trump card, so pretty much it's power play. So they literally have
all they have to do is release a game.
Release it with it.
But
then again, that's on them.
Yeah,
they did a fantastic job. They bought good studios and made good games.
I will say though, I think going off a tangent a little bit, I do think that service-wise, though, Xbox have the advantage. I do have a slight advantage, service-wise. They've got the better. They've got the better services in place for next gen with Game Pass. You know, with all the things they're doing. I know PlayStation got PlayStation Now, but it's nowhere.
It's not as good, is it?
It's nowhere near as good.
I've never tried.
Xbox are doing loads of things now. They've got these like Quest things. They've got the, you know, they've got free game, you know.
Their investment in cloud.
Investment in cloud gaming. I don't think Sony are quite at the stage as advanced. I don't think they're quite as good anyway as Microsoft, like software and, you know, things like that. So that's one advantage I would say Xbox has.
Innovating.
I just don't know if that's going to be anywhere near as big an advantage as the PlayStation's going to have with its games.
Mm-hmm.
I think the PlayStation games outweigh, for now, it might change in a few years' time, but for now, I think PlayStation's still got a bigger pull.
Yeah, I don't think that's I think
it's really hard to argue against games for gaming consoles. It's like, but we're set up for the future, and then someone comes in and they're like, hey, play this new game that you can't play anywhere else. Come on.
And look, Game Pass is great. I mean, it is great. There's no doubt about it.
I'm a fan. It's fantastic.
The fact that, you know, you can get new games on it and stuff like that. Okay, I know, like, third-party games. You don't get many third-party games that come on it new, but there's still big even big third-party titles. You've had, like, Devil May Cry 5, Metro Exodus. They're big, pretty big games.
Yeah. They've come to the service. They've had quite a few games, like you've just mentioned there. And, like, what I've been quite impressed with is, like, PES as well this year.
Yeah, probably.
They've had a lot of games a lot sooner than I expected them to come to a, like a service like that. So that's one thing that I'm a little bit shocked by. I thought we might wait for like 2 years and then it's like, oh, look at this game that we're
adding. Here's PES 2018.
Basically.
Yeah, here's Halo 5, like 5 years after it's come out.
Right, like a little bit with like games with gold. Yeah, back in the day, it was like, bad. Here's some titles that you probably played 6 years ago.
It wasn't the first game, Halo 3 or something. It was like 6 years old.
Come on, like everyone's played this. So I'm quite impressed with the way that they've gone about the actual service.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested to see how that
and I think maybe it is, gets better. I think it's even getting better. Yeah. You look at every month and the games are getting better. Mm. They really are. So
And people do love subscription services like Netflix, Spotify, Amazon Prime. Exactly.
Proofing the pudding there.
Yeah.
But I would say expect PlayStation to go hard with PlayStation Now next gen. I think they'll completely revolutionise it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be surprised if they reveal it at their event.
Yeah, you would expect something.
This is PlayStation
Now.
We've completely revolutionised it. So. Yeah.
So before we move on to the next topic, how much will the PS5 cost? What are we going for?
I'll go first then. So I think the PlayStation 5 is going to be $499 US, because I think that's a good sort of middle point of what we've all said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just I think the Series X will be $50 more expensive.
So
I think $549 for the Series X.
It has to be
9. You've got to have a 9 to trick people.
So $549 for the Xbox Series X, $499 for the PlayStation 5 US dollars. I think.
I'm going to say the PS5 will be... I was going to go in pounds.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that the PS5 will be £439.
Random?
just somewhere in the middle of what I was talking about before. And I think, like you, I think we're looking at around £40 or £50 more expensive for the Xbox iteration. So around £479, $489. I hope it's lower.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to get carried away in thinking that it will be.
What do you think, then?
I'm more on the same lines as you. So pounds-wise, though, I'd go like $449.
For the PlayStation 5?
PlayStation.
And you reckon Xbox? Series X for
$499.
Coming in at that ceiling price.
Yeah. That's my predictions.
Do you know what, though?
So we all think the PlayStation's coming in at cheaper.
I do, but do you know what? I have got, for some reason, in my head, there's like a 1-2% thing telling me, I've got this, the Xbox are going to be really aggressive, maybe, and even try and undercut, which would be ridiculous, because they'd be losing so much money.
Right.
Honestly, they would be losing $100 in the console.
It's almost like you'd be paying for the swing, though, wouldn't you? Like, you're giving up that money to try
in my head, though,
and get
just,
people.
With what Xbox have done, they've been aggressive, Xbox, haven't they, recently?
Mm.
Revealing it at the Game Awards, no one thought they would do that.
Yeah, the
Phil
studio
Spencer's been coming out talking about the studio. He's been more aggressive in his speech. I have this feeling in my head they're really going to try and, I don't know. I could be wrong. I just,
I'm not going to be bold
a little bit
enough.
In my head saying
I don't want to predict it.
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be completely shocked if they tried. Oh, I don't know. Say the PlayStation 5 is going to be, like you said, 439, 410, or even 400. Yeah. I mean, it'd be ridiculous. They'd be making such a loss.
There's no way. No,
if it's going to be like that, the PlayStation would be like 450 and the Xbox would be like 440.
Yeah.
Or like really.
The only reason
like
I think it is because Microsoft, I think they're willing to take losses now for the longer game. Because if that Xbox is cheap, Game Pass subscriptions will go up. Xbox Live Gold subscriptions will go up. And that's what they care about, really. That's the money makers. Game sales will go up because they've got more users in the door. It'd be a massive risk. They are taking more risk nowadays. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I think there's a slim chance that could happen.
I agree with your 1-2% thought. Like I said, I'm not bold enough to predict it because I think I'll look stupid in the end. Yeah.
That's why I'm not predicting it completely.
Something does tell me maybe this year more than ever we would see
something like unexpected.
I hope it happens just to make things interesting, shake it up. But I'm nowhere near confident enough to predict it.
Well, time will tell.
Time will tell.
I got it right. Yeah, time will tell. Yeah. Right this week.
Yeah. Yeah. So that will be interesting. Obviously, all of us will be keeping our eyes on that, and we'll see how it pans out. But anyway, we're going to move on to topic number two today. Yeah. So some of the games that are on the list.
They want more games. It even says, actually, he specifically invited game developers to come and play with Disney's franchises, calling for more games like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and Marvel's Spider-Man, both of which told original stories in those universes and attracted plenty of praise.
Well, Spider-Man was quality. So, if they want to do more like that, I'm open to it.
I will say, even though I don't know what it was with Jedi Fallen. I just didn't get into it. I don't think it was a bad game. I don't know if it was the same for you. I just didn't get into it.
I didn't get hooked like I thought I would.
But you can tell it's a good game. Mm-hmm. It's a well-made game. There was a few issues with I think it technically wasn't the best game, but
that's what I took from it. Like, it got ruined to hell for me because of people using spoilerific tiles on YouTube. So that was a shame. But from what I watched of the gameplay, which was actually a lot, it looked like this could have had a bit more time. Needed a bit
more time, more polish. Could have been a real gem.
Yeah.
The actual gameplay is fun. I thought it's quite a tough game. It can be a tough game as well, which is, good. But in general, both them games reviewed really well. And they both sold really well.
Yeah.
So
I definitely think it was on the right lines of what we want more of in the future.
And they also say, obviously, the fact that Disney's acquired 20th Century Fox, which is... was a big move, wasn't it? They paid a lot of money for
massive
them,
didn't
move,
yeah.
So the likes of Aliens, Die Hard, The Simpsons, Avatar, and Bob's Burgers, and many more are possible franchises for game developers.
Wait for that Bob's quadruple Burgers A Bob's Burgers game.
It's popular, isn't it?
Bob's it Burgers. Is popular.
People love it. So
they got some decent franchises that they could definitely explore.
And they've got even more in the back corner, let's be honest. It's Disney, they've got... probably hundreds they could go back to if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it makes sense. I'm not that surprised that they want to get more into gaming because they know it's money. What did Disney care about? Money. It's all about the money. Yeah, so why were they not into gaming?
The most lucrative thing in the world, like we've said before. Why wouldn't they exploit that?
So why wouldn't they? And I think Alien, I was saying to you, wasn't it, before, that I think there's rumours to be a game in development anyway. So...
yeah, I mean, I liked Isolation.
Yeah.
You did like that, actually, didn't you?
It was quite linear.
It was a well-made game.
But it was well-made.
Very well-made. Hard.
I don't actually mind that from time to time.
And it was genuinely frightening. Like, that was a frightening game. There's no doubt. Like, that. People talk about, like, horror games and talk about Resident Evils. And yeah, they are horror. But Isolation is it's like a horrible game to play, isn't it?
They set the atmosphere well, didn't they, by all accounts?
Yeah. It's almost not a fun game to play, in
a
way.
It's not fun. Like, the ambience it's an the experience. Game, it's like,
yeah? When that thing is after, it's horrible when it's chasing.
That thing.
It does feel like as if you were there, almost.
No, I'll be honest, man. It's worse when it's not there.
Well, because then you're hearing things moving, you're thinking
it's events and stuff, isn't it?
And I will say as well, playing it on the hardest difficulty, horrible. Horrendous. One little tiny movement is on you. I think if you play it on like easy normal, you can get away with a few things. But if you played on hard.
No, it was horrible. Absolutely
horrendous,
disgusting game. But in a good way.
They did it well. That's really what you want an Alien game to be, though.
Yeah, you do.
You want to be on edge.
Well, that's why it worked so well. I think it was for that year. It was one of the best games of that year, definitely. And I think with a sequel, they could do a lot with that. So that'd be something to look forward to. Die Hard, I mean, you were talking before about PS2 game. I never
PlayStation 1. Yeah, yeah, Die Hard. It was a trilogy of games. First one, obviously, the Nagatomi Plaza, or whatever it's called. Yeah. There you got it.
Famous.
Yeah. And classic quotes like, no turkey, it's Christmas.
Everyone's favourite Christmas film, apparently, even though we always argue about whether it should be classic.
It is a Christmas film.
It takes place at Christmas. So
yeah. Second one, as well, in the game, was the second one at the airport's really good, but that's just like... like an arcade style, you know, when you just like, have the aim.
What's it called? Like Time Crisis?
Yeah, that, like that. Yeah. And my uncle actually used to have with his PlayStation a gun, the PlayStation one. Yeah, and it was so good with that.
I think as well that Die Hard could actually work in modern day because it's still a relevant franchise that people love.
People do love it.
People still love it. You make a proper game out of it. I mean, you know, it's maybe slightly better than the PS1 games.
The PS1 game was good.
Yeah, they might have over the time.
The
but
third
I mean,
one was not there. Yeah, no. When you got to drive that taxi and get hit checkpoints, that was shit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
don't have that in it.
Don't do the trilogy.
Yeah,
if we get a proper developer on it, they could make something out of that. There's a lot of you know back stuff to go there.
And like you mentioned, though, Disney have got so many good IPs and they've got so many beloved characters. Mm. They've just got a backlog of characters that they could make games on that people would instantly give a chance because of who the characters are.
What about the Simpsons as well? It's been a while since we've seen a Simpsons game. So
remember Simpsons Hit and Run back in the day?
I was just going to reference that. That was the one that comes to mind for me. That was probably
it's probably my favourite Simpsons game.
Yeah, it's the one I played the most. I did enjoy Simpsons the Simpsons, but I hated that.
There was one on early 360 or late PS2 called the Simpsons Game as well. That was all right.
I definitely didn't.
Like a mission based thing was pretty good.
Hmm.
But
wait, was that an achievement game?
I can't remember
where.
I think it was on PS2 and 360.
Yeah, there was an achievement for pressing A, press start to begin.
It was like famous, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it pulled people into like GamerScore 100. It was big back in the day. So yeah, that was something they did.
It was on
as
PS2
soon
and
as you started the game, you unlocked an achievement. Yeah,
it was actually a pretty good game. If I remember right, the actual game.
I remember
was...
playing it, but I remember the achievement for pressing start.
It was alright. So. But I guess Simpsons, I don't know about Simpsons, because it's not as relevent as it used to be. So,
well, it's on the decline.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point of this, though, isn't it? I like the idea of the reimagination of things that we come to expect, and then they're just like, have this creative freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to follow like a story or like make sure it fits the canon. Like, just do whatever you want with it, but make it good.
Yeah.
Now the next that's one what I want from that. Avatar, that is definitely one that's ripe.
Mm.
Because there has been an Avatar game, do you remember it?
I played it, mate. I had it on PS3.
Yeah,
when I got it on
pretty sure
360,
I rented it.
Someone bought me a PS3 with that game, and oh my god,
it wasn't great. It was awful.
Yeah,
it was quite boring. From it, you did the same thing over.
Yeah, it was
and
just
over.
Crap. It
wasn't great, but anyway, what I'm saying is, if they made a proper game with Avatar, Avatar 2 coming out in well, is it a couple of years, 3 years, something like that?
Well, he wants to bring out like six films, so there's enough room for a game.
That would make sense to bring it out around that sort of time.
Mm.
Maybe not a movie. I don't want it to be a movie tie-in, but have it as a you know.
Yeah.
I just think that world is everyone loves the world of Avatar, don't they? So it's that's the best part of Avatar.
I was going to say I didn't actually like the film.
No, but the world is cool, isn't it?
But the world is
cool.
You could have even a Mass Effect type game with that, couldn't you? Maybe
that's what I'm talking about though. With it being like have this title, you don't need to like you said, don't tie it in with the film because film tie-ins are typically crap.
Have a title to bring people in, obviously.
But have it in the world, have it in that space, and do whatever you want with it. You don't even need characters that are in the films, and you just. Here you go. This takes place in this universe. Creative freedom. Go. And I think we could see something really special there.
And they also said that Disney has mostly worked with only two game developers, which is, of course, Star Wars Games of the A and Square Enix with Kingdom Hearts, which makes sense because there's a Disney character in them. But it would be interesting to see them get involved more, wouldn't it?
You would think they'd broaden their horizons with developers.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe give some upcoming devs a chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
I know. It would be a big call.
We're not talking like crap. We're talking ones that have made like good games recently.
Exactly. Upcoming ones that have got a little bit of money in the bank with them, and why not give them an IP that people like, but like a Die Hard.
Do you know what?
It's not the end of the world if that sort of game fails. Whereas, like, if they bring out if they brought out a bad Spider-Man game now after the success of the last one, people would just complain and complain.
Yeah.
You know what company I wanted? I actually, you know, we were talking about if EA got rid of the stock. The company I'd actually like to see take on Star Wars is Ubisoft.
Really?
Yeah, because I think Ubisoft have a level of quality in general. I know some of their games haven't always hit, but in general, most of their games are at least good games, aren't they?
Mm.
You think of Rainbow Six, The Division, Far Cry.
Mm.
They're all good games, aren't they? And they never really have many awful,
you were
going to
say Assassin's
games.
Creed.
Yeah, I thought Assassin's Creed.
Well, Assassin's Creed as well is, you know, rejuvenated. Yeah.
Did Ubisoft make Watch Dogs?
They did.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs 2
is
good.
Well, you enjoyed Watch Dogs 2. I love Watch Dogs 2. So they're on the rise with that. And Watch Dogs Legion looks pretty good.
Looks all right, yeah.
So I'd like maybe even Ubisoft to get a go at some of these.
I don't know.
As well. Ubisoft got tons of money. They're loaded. I mean, I think Ubisoft, I know some people don't like Ubisoft. I don't know how you feel about Ubisoft. I'm fine with them. I think they make good
games. I'm a bit meh.
Yeah, I've always considered them to be like slightly, not middle ground, but it's like I consider the elite developers, and then Ubisoft are in it, but they're like tiering on that. Like, I always think
fourth.
I think their games are like
fourth in the league.
These are good, but come on.
I think they're a much higher standard than EA. When you think about it, when you actually think in terms of the standard games, they're much
well.
EA
is like
FIFA, and come on,
Care is very poor.
I mean,
but I don't know what it is with Ubisoft. I think it's just because like so much water under the bridge, if you like, of titles that I've seen come and go, and thought, like you said, meh, that's all right, that's all right, that's all right, and now I just position them like slightly further down the ladder, but. That could tie in well with what you were saying, like give them something like this, especially on the back of Odyssey, which did really well.
Yeah.
Could be good.
Well, just doing well in general. I mean, Division 2 is doing well.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Siege is doing extremely well. Probably one of the most profitable games now. They've done well with Far Cry. I don't know if Far Cry 5 was really good. New Dawn wasn't that great, but it was more of a spin-off anyway.
I like Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5 was really good.
It was a good game.
A lot of their franchises are on the up, that's what I'm saying. Even Watch Dogs. Like, I really didn't like Watch Dogs 1. But I could see an idea there. There was an idea that was like, this is an interesting concept. Watch Dogs 2. I didn't get into Watch Dogs 2, but you really liked it.
Did you play it?
I did play it. I just didn't. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Oh,
I
really
burnt out from the first one, but.
I think it's actually a really good game.
From what I've seen of Watch Dogs Legion, it looks good. It looks like that's going to be another improvement.
And Matty agrees. Talk guy to please.
Yeah, he liked Watch Dogs 2, didn't he? I remember him saying he did like Watch Dogs 2. So I do think Ubisoft could make some good Star Wars games and make some good, you know. They could make a good Avatar game or a good, I don't know, Die Hard game or whatever, couldn't they?
Yeah, I'll get behind Ubisoft for that. And just because it's topical, I'll go if they're looking for like a new like frontline Star Wars game, like instead of EA with Battlefront.
Well, I don't think it's a risk for Ubisoft.
I would like to see Respawn take Battlefront.
Battlefront, that'd be interesting. Do you think so?
Heavily weighted by our Apex return, but why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
They've definitely got a good gunplay mechanics and stuff like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Battlefront,
Battlefront's fast, it's quick.
Well,
paced,
what I was thinking is Battlefront.
Action.
I know you can play it in first and third. Most people like Battlefront in third person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a third person.
But they've done Jedi Fallen Order now, so they've got experience doing third person, haven't they? Obviously, before that, they'd never done a third person game before.
Yeah.
So.
And I think you could tell with how that panned out. It was like I said before, I want more of it, but maybe you'd need a few to find it.
I'd really love a Battlefront as well without controversy. I know the first one didn't have controversy, but it had nothing in it.
No.
So there's a little bit of controversy.
I actually think the second one's a good game.
It's
just
a good
game. It's ruined by microtransactions.
Exactly.
All the controversy.
It was initially, and they couldn't take it back.
It was 40 hours to unlock Darth Vader when it first came out and stuff. It was like, come on, this is ridiculous.
Not just that, the way that the star cards were like so powerful when they were upgraded, and all you had to do to upgrade them was to get your credit card.
Yep.
So,
I'll argue with anyone. The actual game was fun.
No, the game was good.
Look, the single player was.
I didn't mind it,
to be honest.
I would rather like Battlefront 3 doesn't have single player.
If it was
just
a good,
go back to Battlefront.
Yeah,
I don't think
give me Galactic Conquest. How good was Galactic
Conquest
on the PS2 when you could play against your mates?
Imagine if you could do that online. Galactic Conquest, somehow do it online.
I know, I don't know how you would.
I don't know, but if they could find a way to do it.
I guess it'd be like between your mates, you could do it.
You could do 2-on-2 or whatever.
Yeah.
That
would be, mate, that would be cool. You can imagine if like 10 or whatever, and we had 4 of us, 2 of us are Empire, 2 of us are Rebels.
It would need to be private lobbies, wouldn't it?
Yeah, private lobbies.
But I do, now that you mention Respawn, they're actually a studio that's on the up now as well. And it's hilarious because this time last year, people were thinking Respawn were going to be closed down.
Yeah.
And now they're one of EA's probably brightest things at the moment.
Well, they've hit 2 games out of the park, haven't they?
Yeah.
Critical acclaim on the game.
They're definitely getting shut down now.
No,
with Apex.
I'd just like to see them given a go at, like, I know Fallen Order is what it is, but I want to see them in, like, the competitive.
Well, you're thinking because Apex plays so well.
Yeah.
It's such a well
structured
game.
Like, the Battlefront mechanics are all there. Like, to be fair, like you said, like, the game is actually very strong. So give it to someone who's already strong in that field. Just move them over and let them have a go at that.
I'm not sure they will, but.
No. But that would be my choice. And like I said, I know that's heavily weighted by the fact that we're enjoying Apex. But
well, it's rumored. I mean, it's already apparently
made a good game. They deserve the praise.
Apparently, Battlefront 3 is in development, isn't it? So they say.
Yeah.
Well, the rumors are, which makes me think that it won't be Respawn. It'll probably be Dice again.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think Dice would
maybe be their last one though. But we'll see. Time will tell.
We will.
Time will tell.
And it will. But anyway, speaking of time, that brings the end to the podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you are listening on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts on what we've covered today. How much do you think the PS5 will cost? Also, if you're listening to the if you're listening to the podcast on any audio platform, please leave a nice review and also pass the pod along to friends and family, as that'll also help the channel to grow and the podcast to grow. The podcast is also on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CheckReachPod. And you can follow the guys on social media. Where can people find you, Sud?
So it's on Twitter for me, so it's at David Tenspot.
At JG Perks.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's, and a 9 in the end for Instagram. Anyway, thanks for joining us ever, and we hope you have a good week. We'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.